That's
that.
true.
The bottle banks again. They're close by. My ears are going, what's the racket?
Yeah.
My eyes are going, sorry.
What? Your eyes are saying sorry?
I'm just saying, you can't trust your eyes.
I'm surprised they felt guilt.
I love the fact that his sense of human biology is based on the numbskulls.
Of course.
I don't know why you must pick stuff based on what your eyes thought initially.
Well, it depends.
But Carl, they're not detached in this separate way. They're not different operatives, all with different agendas. It's all connected.
It should be.
If I look at a picture in a brochure or a magazine and I think, oh, that looks nice, my brain instantly says, be careful though, because that's a publicity tool in order to try and sell me this particular deal. Chances are it doesn't look exactly in real life like it does in the brochure. Mm-hmm. I'm instantly thinking that. I'm not going, hey, I'll book that. And then 2 weeks later I get there, I can't believe I'm fucking disappointed. Ears, what do you make of it? Well, I'm livid because I can hear some fucking racket.
All I'm saying is you don't see that many disappointed blind people.
You don't see that many disappointed blind people.
They're not let down that much. They're not let down.
Spurious. You've got no information for that, no evidence for that at all. You've just made that
up. You don't see many disappointed blind people.
I've always been fascinated in biology in general. And I remember when I was about 13 or 14, I got this book, Man's Body, an Owner's Manual. I was fascinated by it.
It's like a sort of textbook, is it? About
it's great though, because it's got absolutely